Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we're the Dragons of St. George's. The Dragons are Jade, Billy Paul, Ethan, Connor, Kieran, Bethany and myself, Oscar. Coming up, we have the top 10 singles and album charts, local news, interesting trivia and lots more. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hi, Nicola here. Here are your top 10 singles of the week. So at number 10, we've got ZZ, Kodak Black. Number 9, Ruin My Life, Zara Larsson. Number 8, Rewrite the Stars, James Arthur and Anne-Marie. At number 7, it's Shotgun with George Ezra. Number 6, Baby Shark, Pink Fong. You will never get that song out of your head. Number 5, it's Wow by Post Malone. Number 4, Nothing Breaks Like a Heart by Mark Ronson. Number 3, it's Sunflower, Post Malone, second time in the singles chart. Number 2, Thank You Next, Ariana Grande. And at number 1, it's Sweep It Psycho, Ava Max. Now for your top 10 albums of the week. At number 10, it's You Know I Know, Olly Murs. Number 9, the Mamma Mia soundtrack, various artists. At number 8, it's 50 Years, Don't Stop by Fleetwood Mac. Number 7, Always In Between by Jess Glynn. At number 6, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. At number 5, Unchained Melodies, Roy Orbison. At number 4, Our Star Is Born soundtrack, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. At number 3, it's Odyssey, I Take That. At number 2, Staying at Tamara's, George Ezra. And back at number 1 in the album chart, it's The Greatest Showman soundtrack, various artists. That's it for your top 10 this week. Catch you next time.
Hi, it's Oscar here with all your local island events. Guided walks, bird watching at Newtown on Sunday the 27th of January. There will be a guided walk for bird watchers at Newtown Nature Reserve. You will learn all about different types of birds as you walk across the creeks, meadows and woods. Bring binoculars if you have them and make sure you wear suitable clothing. Please meet the group at Newtown Visitors Point next to the car park for 10 a.m. For more information, please call 01983 741020. That's it for me with you, your local island events. Catch you next week.
Hi, Nicola here with your local island news. Classic Car Show to return to the Isle of Wight. The famous charity Classic Car Show is back on the Isle of Wight and promises to be bigger and better than ever. Historic and classic vehicles from across the island, all over the UK and even cars from Europe will meet at both Ryde and Newport for a brilliant two-day event, which will take place on the 14th and 15th of September. On the Saturday, the event will be held at Newport Quay, and all funds raised from the day will be donated to the Isle of Wight Round Table, which helps to support children in need across the island. On the Sunday, the car show will move to Ryde Esplanade, and all the proceeds of that event will be donated to the Mountbatten Hospice. This fantastic event is always a big hit on the island, and you can come along from 11 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. and see some amazing vintage vehicles. Anyone wishing to display a vehicle at the event are prompted to register as early as possible by calling 0208 439 7871. Well, that's it from me this week with your local island news. Catch you next time.
Hey food fans, it's Oscar here. I've been cooking this week, here's your weekly recipe. Easy cheesy garlic pizza breads. The ingredients you will need are 3 English muffins, 1 clove of garlic, 20 grams of butter, a pinch of finely chopped parsley, 60 grams of grated mozzarella, mini pepperoni, and a quarter of an orange pepper. To make your yummy breads, preheat the oven to gas mark 4. Split all 3 English muffins in half. Peel and crush or finely chop the garlic clove, then mix with the butter and parsley until well combined. Spread the garlic butter all over the sides of the muffin, splitting it equally between them all. Topped with the grated mozzarella. Enjoy. Well, that's it for me with your weekly recipe. Catch you next week.
Hi, it's Kieran here. Today I'm asking Sophie some questions. Question one, are you into games?
Hello, well, I am interested in some games, and I remember when I was younger, the first console I was introduced to was the Sega Mega Drive, which is obviously obsolete now, but back then it was a lot of fun.
Did you know PlayStation 2 took over Sega because PlayStation 2 did more sales than them, so that they actually like took their place?
It's a shame that we lost the Sega Mega Drives, but yeah, PlayStations did take over. It's quite nostalgic for the older generation, I think, to see Sega Mega Drives or get to play the sort of older games with the pixels and whatnot that is so different from graphics today.
Well, the Sega Dreamcast, which was our last console, only did like 9 million and PS2 did something like 155 million. So I think Sega could see that their PlayStation have taken over their place.
It's sad in a way, but I think they do still exist, actually. My sister does have a Sega Mega Drive that you can still use. But yeah, they got outdone by PlayStation, didn't they, in the end?
Question two, what's your favourite type of game?
I do like educational games where you can learn things like by playing sort of like Scrabble games and things like that. But yeah, the sort of games I've really delved into on consoles would be like Fable, which is, you know, they've got like a real storyline that you follow and you build your character up and whatnot. So it's quite, I find that quite fun to do because you can play it in lots of different ways.
Sounds good. Question three, what consoles do you have?
I have an Xbox now, which I don't use very much, but I did have a PlayStation 2 when I was younger, and I have done some computing games, but mostly, yeah, I just play games on apps on my phone now.
What Xbox do you have?
It's an old Xbox 360.
They're outdated now.
Yeah, it's very outdated. I got it secondhand as well.
I believe the servers are meant to be shutting down soon, but turns Xbox Live on the 360, like the original Xbox did.
Oh really, I didn't know that. Yeah, it's probably going to become obsolete as well then.
It already is, but I haven't shut down the internet on it yet. Question four, what's your favourite game?
My favourite game, it's quite hard actually. Oh, it's another. I remember Diablo was one of the first computer games I played that I really got interested in, and it becomes quite addictive. Once you're playing the game, I'd always think about it and I'd always want to be going back and playing it on the computer. I think that was Diablo 2 actually. And yeah, I think on the PlayStation 2, I remember playing Silent Hill was the scariest game I played, which the storyline was, yeah, quite creepy at times.
Okay, question five. Would you ever upgrade your consoles because now they're outdated?
Yeah, I think the new consoles that have come out, they're obviously are a lot better. And the game quality is really good and the graphics. But it is the prices that puts me off, because new consoles are so expensive, and also the games are really costly as well. So it's a real commitment if you're a gamer to spend so much money on your hobbies.
Okay, that's it from me this week. Catch you next time.
Hi, it's Ethan here with your weekly card trivia. This week's Suzuki. In 1909, Mr. Suzuki founded the Suzuki Loom Works in the small village in Japan. Suzuki grew up in the tiny fishing village, which is made up of only 32 homes. His loom could weave 10 times faster than others and neighbour at the time, and completely revolutionised loom production. The word ignis is a Latin word for fire. That's why it's so fitting that Suzuki ignis will ignite your senses. Japan is famous for its kei, which means small cars. Suzuki is off to the moon. Suzuki has partnered with a Japanese firm competing for Google's Lunar XPRIZE to get engineers to the solar system. To win the competition, the team needs to land a spacecraft on the moon and take videos of the moon surface. Watch this space. Suzuki workers take 2,545 steps to complete just one car. Suzuki was taken on the African continent. Some South African venture bloggers see the Suzuki Jimny on the 8th-month journey around Africa. The trip started in April 2017, which time the couple lived inside the car. Suzuki has conquered both the land and the ocean. Suzuki won the 2014 Endurance Class B World Championships in Barcelona, Spain, The championship is open to boats no more than 8 metres long. This event attracted 19 crafts from places like Belgium, Switzerland, Italy and Catalonia. Well, that's it from this week. Catch you next time. We have been the Dragons of St. George's. It's goodbye from us and make sure you tune in next week.